Not sure. Mike Sheen joins us on a Fridays and will from Friday week when the season, AFL season, is upon us again, and we love having him in. He's been moonlighting with a podcast called Sam, Mike and Tomo with his friends Sam Newman and Grant Thomas. We learned today, or yesterday in actual fact, that the podcast has been suspended. Go to the source and find out why. Mike Sheen, welcome.
Good morning, Gary. Good morning, Tim. It is your compelling listening here, blokes.
Very nice to have you on. You're making news again without even making news.
I know. I was trying to divert that issue.
What's happened?
Well, the short answer, Gary, is that I told Sammy and then Tomo a week ago that I wasn't going on with the podcast. And you know what Sam would be like. He said, well, Mick, what's this decision based on? And it's a lots of things. I mean, he was disappointed, Sam, and I think Tomo was Tomo and just decided we move on. But I decided when this started that I'd give it a year and see how it went because we had no idea where it would take us. And then when I knew that I was returning to SEN this year, I just didn't want three commitments a week for the entire footy season. So that was basically it.
Was the controversy of the with Sam dressing as the woman and the transgender issue and the backlash, was that part of your decision?
Well, Sam said I jumped into the lifeboats. And yeah. Hello, Tim.
Good morning, Mike.
Look. Well, lots of my friends have been telling me for weeks, some for months, to get off the podcast. And I said, no, look, I enjoyed it, and then I knew what I was getting into when we started, and it had been quite entertaining and lots of people liked it. I think the latest controversy probably helped, but it did coincide with the decision about what I wanted to do with my time in retirement. And one of those things was not have three commitments a week. So
Mike,
I love working at SEN.
Mike, I think, yes, can I just say this? Mike, I don't really believe you totally. I mean, I do believe you because you're saying it, but I think that any decision that you may have been thinking of making was expedited by what happened last week. Would I be right in saying that?
Well, yeah, I wouldn't dispute that.
Yeah, okay.
And the issue, look, there was a lot of fallout from the transgender discussion, and I need to be honest here. When I got to the studio that day, Sam had the rouge and the lipstick on, and the warning bells weren't ringing for me. You know, I've known Sam for a long time, and I laugh at most of the things he does, most of. But I can't say that that I sat there and thought, this is going to land us in trouble and I should stop him here. So
okay.
That's the honest answer. But then lots of people whose judgments I respect were offended by it and thought that, you know, that I shouldn't be associated with that sort of stuff.
Including Grant Thomas, who put out a very strong apology.
He did. But Tomo also was there. We were with Sam for 15 minutes before the video went up. So we were both mindful of the situation he was in and what he was going to do. And I think I didn't have any commercial imperatives, but Tomo did. Tomo does some work for the Bendigo Bank and the Up Bank, and I think there might have been some fallout from those two.
What do you mean? Do they sponsor the podcast?
No, they don't. No, but his job is involved with those two organisations.
So do you have any sympathy for former hosts of the show that used to go on with Sam and not really knowing what he was going to do and then have to cop the backlash?
Yeah, well, you.
Hey, Mike, do you think it's you've got a very strong branding in the community? Do you think this has damaged you in any way, what happened last week?
Some people would say yes, Tim. I don't. I was often told, I was told many times, this is affecting your brand. And I don't go the brand line. I mean, people's view about Sheehan is their view.
Yep.
It's formed over a long time. And what happens, what Sam does and what Tomo says or does, I don't think that impacts on me. I think I stand or fall on what I say I do myself.
And so how's the relationship with the big Sammy now? Because I do know him very well, and I would have thought that he would have reveled in the next podcast, the opportunity to take this to another level. How's that relationship?
My relationship with him is good. We had an hour yesterday, just chewing the fat, as it were, in Albert Park. He said to me, he said, look, he said, I'm disappointed with your decision. He said, I would have liked it to to have gone on. And I, you know, again, tried to explain why. And then he told me that in his separate discussions with Tomo, he said to Tomo that he didn't think he could go on if he felt he might be inhibited in any way by the commercial issues.
Michael, you won't be inhibited with us when you join us Friday week for the footy season. We can't wait to have you in here again.
Well, I'm looking forward to it, Gaz.
Good.
It'll be the morning after the first game, the Richmond-Carlton game, and I probably won't be able to sleep that night. I'll be very excited about coming in.
Yeah, and we look forward to having you in. Thanks for joining us.
On you, Mike.
See you, boys.
Mike Sheehan, he'll be heard on every Friday from Friday week throughout the course of footy season, and I'm absolutely over the moon that he will.
And for those of you who don't know what we're talking about, the podcast used to be made with Mike Sheehan.
Sam, Mike and Tomo.
Sam, they'd talk about anything.
Yeah.
Very loose. And then last week, Sam dressed up as somebody that was transgender. And then that sort of went viral, and there was a lot of backlash to that.
He dressed
as well.
Up as a transgender on the topic of
Castor Semenya, and
he wanted to have a discussion about transgender athletes and how it affected.
But he made fun of it. That's what
I think we think he got it wrong, but that was his rationale for doing it.